deal. Now, Deanna, did you have another section? Well, I know you got plenty, but there's something you wanted to hear today. Because when I get the cash flow, you don't want me to talk about nothing else.
No, talk about cash flow.
All right. Cash flow. We're in cash flow. There is nothing else to talk about but cash flow. Now, you would hear it said, cash is king. That's both wrong and right. And I don't mean to play semantics here, okay? I'm just, my goal is to tell you, if someone means getting cash, using it, and not working for it, then cash is king. If that's what they mean by that, then yes. But to have a lot of cash, that is not king. I need everybody to write this down, put it in your memories, or whatever you got to do. Deanna, put it in chat. I'm about to say a lot of stuff that is contrary to actual belief. It is just contrary to popular belief. Cash flow is king. Now, again, I don't mean to play semantics. I'm not sitting up here and making an argument off of words. That's not the point there. Because if you mean cash is king by, like, I'll repeat it, that I got money, it comes to me automatically, and I use it all the time to get me more money, then cash is king. All right? If that's what you're talking about, cash is king. But if you're talking about, I check my bank account, and it has a lot of money in it, cash is king, you are wrong. If you're sitting on stockpiles of money, you're going to lose it. It doesn't matter how you slice it. There are too many external economical factors that is just wrong. And I'll prove it to you in a simple, let me just change your geographical location. Take yourself out of America and put yourself in the middle of whatever you think is a hotbed in the, let me define that word, a hot war area in the Middle East to where the country can get closed down or overtaken or change of dictatorship or democracy at any time. Would you still want to hold on to all your cash? No. Because you have no idea when all that money is going to be devaluated. You have no idea when. And you would never sit on stockpiles of cash. And the richest people in Bangladesh, India, Saudi Arabia, you know, all these places, it's not that they have a lot of cash. That's not what makes them rich. It's that 97% of the people's cash comes to them every month. That's what makes them rich. Cash flow is king. The whole point of, now, why did I say you had no choice for me to bring this up? Because you made me talk about what Lenita was saying and the whole here and not yet and establishing a marketing budget. Yeah, without a cash flow, you can't have a marketing budget. That's why I say you have no choice but for me to talk about this. And it's one of those, without Phil, Susan could not have had children. Without Susan, Phil could not have had children. Do you, like, without the man, there could be no seed. Without the woman, there could be no incubator. Terrible word. I just couldn't think of anything else. Okay? You know, there could be nothing to nurture the seed. That's far better than incubator. Okay? Is everybody following me? So I'm getting ready to say something like that. Without a marketing budget, there could be no cash flow. But without cash flow, there could be no marketing budget. Now, the number one problem that most people have is, when I ain't got either, how the heck I get started? Now, let me know, let me see some faces, some hand emojis, some comments. Am I in the right ballpark by going into the, okay, Jerome said I'm okay, so I'll keep going because I'll stop. Okay. So I'm getting ready to solve your, well, I already solved your problem, or at least gave you the solution. I used Lenita as example. But I'm going to reiterate the solution to your problem but I need to repeat it again. I'm going to bring back up Phil and Susan. I'm going to bring back up the cash flow thing. I'm going to start from the beginning. Cash is not king. Cash flow is king. The ability not to have to work for it. Let me tell y'all something. You just heard Lanita just tell you I gave her $350,000. I ain't finna work for that. Let me tell you what I'm finna do. I'm gonna buy the land. I'm gonna say, now go ahead and start the school now. All right. Everything straight? I'm glad it's straight. Numbers still working? Oh, wait a minute. Numbers ain't working. Lanita, let's have a meeting. Let us. How are you going to fix this? Do y'all hear what I'm saying? How are you going to fix this? And then she's going to fix it, and then my $350,000 is going to turn into some sort of millions. Everybody got me? I brought up earlier, about a couple of weeks ago, somebody actually got mad at me for this. It doesn't even make no sense. It's crazy. Somebody actually got mad at me for this. I brought up Liddell, and about investing in his car place, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm not finna do that. I ain't finna do a single alignment, not one. Not, y'all, if y'all knew me, I don't do nothing mechanical. Nothing at all. I'm not finna do much with Ice Buddy. Right? My system's going to take over, but she a king, queen, okay? No. That's her business. Now you work. I'm tired. Right? That's why my money is over here. My money working for me, okay? Can we count my money as employed? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm over there 350,000 times over there. Everyone, I'm over there 350,000 times. You know what I'm saying? I showed up to work 350,000 times a day, Jerome, as far as shining stars go. I clocked in 350,000 times. You understand what I'm saying? Each day. I ain't working. That's cash flow. Cash flow is I own a 300-unit apartment complex. Now, all y'all go to a job you can't stand and give me my money. That's king. To live any other life. That is not cash flow, right? That's not king. It's not. And it's hard to have a marketing budget. Because when you don't have cash flow, here's what your marketing budget actually is. Part of your paycheck. Part of your retirement. Your trust fund. So, ain't no way in the world I said all three of those and I ain't hit somebody. I know I hit somebody. Right? You give your tithes to the Lord and the rest marketing and your bills on everything else because you're that dedicated to your company, you know it's going to be. And that makes you the right person to run your business. And it makes you the right person to invest in because I know you're willing to die for your business. But you don't have the marketing plan together. So you're the right person in the wrong system, or you're the right person but not the right leader. So while your character will secure my money, your leadership capabilities will not. You get what I'm saying? So when Phil and Susan show them letters from Walgreens from 1983, it's safe to say that Phil and Susan had been through a recession or two. Right? I can kind of assume he can talk to my people. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because she can talk to my people because they've been in business since 81. You know how many bad things happened since 81? Pick one. Timothy McVeigh. But pick one. Huh? Who is that? Oh, my God. Google it. I don't want to give him too much energy. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening. Cash flow. Cash flow. Cash flow. Everybody listen. I'm not talking outside my mouth. I'm not on a rant. I'm telling you, cash flow is king. Cash flow is king. Cash flow is king. Now, I don't have cash flow and I don't have a marketing budget. Then you do everything that I was having Lanita say earlier. You start showing up with your content. I once taught y'all that you can either borrow someone's money by getting on their show. But, I mean, you can either borrow money and pay somebody back. That's one option. Or you can be featured on their show. Or you can start a podcast, Jerome, and interview other authors. And all those authors will brag about your interview and promote your podcast, which will grow your audience. You just borrowed someone else's money. Without cash flow, you just grew your fan base. Yo, all right. I'm finna say two or three more things, and I'm done. I'm about to give some practical examples. Denise Hill, this is a practical example. She already has a podcast about Denise Hill experience, but then she can do whatever she want to do with it. So she only had to start another podcast for this idea I'm about to give her. She can just create an element of her podcast with this here. Denise Hill should immediately, if she's not already doing it, she should immediately go to other radio hosts that are transitioning out of terrestrial radio. And she should give them a voice. And that segment should be all about hearing the struggles of terrestrial radio hosts and the solutions they came up with. And watch this here, y'all. And she has an option to only do it in the DC area, only do it about gospel radio, but it should be something that's only. Now it's a niche. And now it's a niche with only for gospel radio, only for struggling radio artists radio hosts trying to get out of terrestrial radio and have their own brands, and then only talk about the problems and only the solutions they come up with. And I guarantee you not another podcast or another element on planet Earth exists like that. She has no choice but to grow 100-fold. It's the only thing out there like that that exists. Ice Buddy should have a podcast. She has one. Now, she don't even have to do another podcast. She could go to disaster victims who only been through a disaster and only talk about a disaster, past, present, but it has to be total and major losses. And not talk about the stories. Why? Because you can go to the Weather Channel and look at Swept Away or some storm stuff, and they'll have that. That's been done before. But you know what hasn't been done before? How we recovered. And not from reporters, not from journalists, but from the 92-year-old lady on Social Security that just lost everything, and she rebuilt 2 years later. And all the insurance struggles she had. And how there's a blue tarp still hanging over her roof. And how FEMA didn't let her get her money because too many people had their address on her address. And how she had to go get a lawyer to sue FEMA or something and talk about all of that. And now Ice Buddy has the only podcast to where real deal people are talking about real deal stories, but that's not enough. Here's where the 100% growth comes in at. And they're telling you how they did it, which lawyers they contacted, what numbers they called, how long it took. Now, would that podcast or segment ever go out of business? No. Because we just took a hit from a tropical storm, for God's sake. A tropical storm just costed me. Right now, the front half of my office smells like mildew. And if I don't get it under control, we all gonna be in here with a chest cough. A deep one. Y'all know that deep chest cough, right? If I don't get it under control. And the the understanding here is these niches is free marketing. Since you don't have money, I'm not saying, I don't mean no disrespect to either one. I know they got money.
If you're an entrepreneur or a business owner aiming to expand or manage your online presence, Dynadot is the perfect partner for you. At Dynadot, registering for a domain is not just easy, it's cost-effective. With services like their free domain privacy, free website builder, and free email address with every registration, along with the robust platform for domain investors to buy or sell domains, Dynadot matches the need of growing digital brands. Their tools are designed for everyone and require no technical knowledge whatsoever. Everything is built with accessibility in mind, from the advanced domain search to their intuitive website builder. On their platform, you'll find industry-low domain registration prices with domain extensions specifically for entrepreneurs like you who are ready to make their next big moves. Secure your website's domain name today with Dynadot and let your online journey take off. Visit Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started.
Right? They're not, you know, Denise in the weight room every day. That's a membership. You understand? That's $24.99 a month. You understand? The protein she eats is $150 a week. You understand? All that's right. And she eats well. They got money. But if you don't have cash, you know what? Maybe I didn't explain it enough. You do know money is not cash flow. If it don't come to you without effort, it's money. And money is not king. Will you be on my list? Yes, I will. I sure will. Because I lost everything in Hurricane Ike for sure. And now I'm going right back to this stuff again. But this wasn't even that bad. It was just inconvenient. This has costed me about $11,000 already. All right, man. See you, and I'm getting ready to end in like a minute anyway. These are practical examples that I don't have cash flow, but I can create cash flow by doing that. And just take that. It don't have to be podcast, y'all. I just use these examples because these were two people that already had podcasts. It's nothing for Phil just admitted on another show training on the having fun getting paid to speak that he's suffering. What is it called? Parkinson's, right? Now he's an expert. And he can literally interview people or do this, right, do that, about how to have a normal life while having it and how to have a strong support system, because Susan has something to say, doesn't she? Do that. Now, I'm not talking about exploitation. I'm talking about anything with bad motives. Now, you grow exponentially because ain't nobody else out there. We never know that something's wrong until it happened to us and we go look for help and we can't find it nowhere. I had no idea I was addicted to sugar. And when I was trying to figure out how not to be, it wasn't no help out there because every government site was lying. Anyway, that's how you fix your cash flow problems. You create some sort of marketing or establish a marketing plan, right? That gets you good. You do that. That marketing brings your audience. That audience brings you cash flow. That cash flow puts your marketing. You expand your business. There you go. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. Love you more, Phil. Great class, Deanna. High five. That was good. You added some value. All right, y'all. See you in a little bit.